Good morning, dear sisters and brothers. First and foremost, I take this opportunity to thank your pastor, Father Dave, for his warm welcome. Really, he made me to feel at home. As soon as I came here, I asked for water. He brought 4 bottles of water to me. Then usually the Americans know you drink water with ice. So he brought ice also. Then I told him, no, I don't drink water with the ice. And also, as you know, in the weekend, Father has no cook. So he took some food from the fridge and heated the food and gave me. So really, he was so good and made me to feel at home. So thank you, Father, for your hospitality, and God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, let me also introduce myself. I am Bishop Amal Raj. It is a very difficult name for you, maybe, Indian name. In America also you make short, no, your name. My name is shortened Bishop Amal. It's a Christian name, Indian, but Christian name. It means immaculate, innocent. That is the meaning of Amal. I am from South India, and my diocese name is also a little longer, difficult to pronounce, Uttagamund. So once again, we made it short. That short name, my diocese is called Ooty. You can say it is easy, no? Ooty. Yeah, Ooty, yeah. My diocese is situated on the mountain, hilly place, with a lot of forest, with a lot of wild animals. And I have 66 parishes and 120 priests to work for the poor people in the Illy area. Most of the people are poor, and the tribal people, they belong to various tribes. You know, the Christianity was in India for a long time. According to tradition, it is there from the time of Apostle Thomas. Then the many missionaries came from Europe and they proclaimed the good news, and now we have taken up that important job. But in spite of all these things, you know, in India we have only 2% of the population Catholics. But still we are vibrant and we are working for the kingdom of God with so many difficulties. Especially 2 difficulties are there. The one difficulty is at present the federal government is not for us. They try to give some trouble, and they are mainly for the Hindu religion. They are against other religions. They want to make that as a Hindu nation. And that's why by putting lot of rules and regulations, they give us lot of trouble. And as our people are poor and laborers in the tea estates, in the forest, the financial also we find very difficult. But in spite of all these things, we concentrate on various ministries. The first and foremost, we concentrate on the education of the poor children, the poor tribal children. Because it is my conviction that when the education is given to the poor students, surely their life will be bright in the future. I am one example for that. The European missionaries helped me to go to the school. So I was able to go to the school and study. Then because of that, I could join the seminary and become a priest. Then afterwards, now I am the bishop of the diocese. All this happened because the Christian missionaries who came from Europe, they helped me to come up to this stage. So it is my conviction that when we give the education to the poor, surely they will come up in life. Then secondly, we are concentrating on the empowering of women. As you know, in India, still the women are considered as second-class citizens. So we take various steps to empower the women, especially to stand on their own leg. That means if they earn some income, surely they can. So we try to buy and provide some sheep, goats, something like that, so that they have some kind of income generation program, so that they come up in life, they can stand on their own legs. And thirdly, as you know, I've already told you, my diocese was situated in the mountain, and we have heavy rain, both due to the monsoons. And because of the heavy rain, the most of the houses are damaged. So the diocese takes the initiative to renovate the houses which are damaged by the heavy rain. Even now, it is raining there. And we have to postpone a program. We had a program for the preparation for the marriage, the marriage couple, and due to heavy rain, we have to postpone that. And also, a big tree fell on the rectory. Luckily, the pastor is safe. It fell on the rectory. So we take the initiative to renovate the houses which are affected by the heavy rain. Then fourthly, in order to continue the mission of Jesus, we need priests, future priests. So we are concentrating on the formation of the seminarians. So at present, by God's grace, I have 120 priests for 66 parishes and 35 seminarians in the formation. So that is the fourth thing we concentrate. Then fifthly, lastly, due to the world was affected by COVID, the second wave, India was very affected, and many become sick, especially the elders. Elders find very difficult. So we try to help them by giving some medical help to the elderly. So these are the various ministries we do in my diocese. So so in this mission appeal which I am making now, whatever you are going to give, that will be used for all these five ministries in India. Firstly, the amount will be spent for the education of the poor children. The secondly, the money will be used for the renovation of the damaged houses. And thirdly, the money will be used for the empowering of the women. The fourthly, the money will be used for the formation of the future seminarians. And fifthly, the money will be used in order to help the elderly people to get some good medicine for this survival. So I request you to be generous. And in this way, you are participating in the mission of Christ. Jesus said, go to the whole world and proclaim the good news. But all the people cannot go to the whole world and preach. But by helping through your prayers and the financial support, you are participating in the mission of Christ. And I pray for all of you so that God may bless you and bless your families. Whatever you need, surely God will give you. And I was going through the news bulletin. Your pastor has given a wonderful message. All of you, you might have read, or he has given one message. He has mentioned gold medal. In order to get the gold medal, what we have to, one has to do? He has to work hard. He has to undergo a lot of exercise. Then only he will get the gold medal. And Father said, as a Christians, a gold medal is waiting for us. What is that gold medal? The gold medal is the life, everlasting life with our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you will have everything in your life on earth, and also ultimately all of you may get that gold medal. So God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you.